You're listening to The Blueprint, Canada's conservative podcast.
Well, they thought they were going to have an easy day over there today, but not so fast, Mr. Speaker.
What is it going to take for the Prime Minister to have any respect for any laws in this country that may curb his out-of-control behavior?
And now, here's your host, Tony Clement.
Welcome back to Blueprint Canada's Conservative Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Clement, here with you in beautiful downtown Ottawa, but obviously through the wonders of the internet, you can download us and you can share us as well. Share us on Facebook or whatever means you can, because it is important we have this dialogue with as many Canadians as possible. Topic right now is China. There was a recent article in Maclean's magazine entitled China is No Friend to Canada. And boy, that is a point to be made, because of course China and its leadership in particular are going to look after Chinese interests. This is something that the Trudeau government doesn't seem to get. Remember when Justin Trudeau, before the last election campaign, said that his next best model for governance was the People's Republic of China? Remember that little snafu? Well, of course, it's coming home to roost now that the Liberal government is well ensconced in power. And we're seeing now how Beijing, how the official Chinese Communist Party, is trying to dictate the terms of engagement with the Canadian government on a whole host of issues, whether it's trade, whether it's bilateral issues, whether it's human rights issues. China is trying to dictate to the Canadian government, to the Trudeau government, exactly how things are going to go. And we see a bunch of examples of that. Most recently, Canada's new ambassador to China, Liu Xie, for instance, arrived in February. He was saying, you know, we're going to have a trade agreement with Canada, but here's what we're not going to discuss. We're not going to discuss human rights. We're not going to discuss China's record on the broader issues of what's happening in the South China Sea, for instance, where China is literally building islands from scratch to create a sovereignty issue and, of course, infringe upon other allies of the West. So that's the Chinese agenda. And they're saying, we can have trade with Canada, but it's going to be on our terms and only our terms. We've also seen that in the most recent example of a takeover of a Canadian company. This is called the O-Net controversy. O-Net was a Hong Kong-based company, but controlled by the Chinese government as a state-owned enterprise. They buy a Canadian company, which has the ability to use laser technology in defense contracts and in other commercial fields. When the Harper government was in charge, we said, wait a minute, this might infringe upon our national security interests. We disallowed the investment. The Liberals come along and totally reverse that process. They allow the investment to take place against the concerns of the national security establishment. Again, Beijing being favored over Canada's national security interests. We're seeing this time and again, and it is not a good sign. Certainly, when we see this out of the Liberal government, you know, there's a lot of business interests, I know, that are Canadian business interests that do some business in China. Look, China is a commercial country. We should do business with China, but we shouldn't do it at the expense of either human rights concerns that we have or the national interest, the security interest of our country. I'm the Conservative Party's national security and public safety critic, and I see these issues time and again where China is on the offense in this country, hacking into our systems, including government systems as well as commercial systems, and advancing the Chinese interest. We've got to have a government that is looking out for us in these negotiations, not trying to defer to Chinese interests all the time. So this is an issue. If you think it's an issue too, write to us in whatever social media means or send us a message, however you want to do so. We want to hear from you too. But let's make sure that we are there for Canada's interests, not the interests of the government of China. And I place the emphasis on that. Not the people of China, that's a different story. But the government of China has its own interests, and we should be looking after Canadian interests. If you agree or disagree, send us a line and we'd be happy to hear from you.
Thank you for listening to The Blueprint, Canada's conservative podcast. Find more episodes, interviews, and in-depth discussions of politics in Canada. Search for The Blueprint on iTunes or visit podcast.conservative.ca.